From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, September 2nd, 2022, at 7:15 a.m. I did not record a show last night. The dog days of podcasting is officially over. I made it through all 31 days, and I said I was going to do two more days. Last night, got a little bit too busy socializing and hanging out in the swimming pool. I know it's a rough life, but when you're on vacation, that's what you do. So here I am at 7:16 in the morning watching the sunrise in Big Pine Key, and I'm sitting out here in the front yard. There are four little key deer right next to me, actually walking through the yard. They came up to me hoping I was going to give them some treats, and then there's a little buck, a little six-point buck out there too. Beautiful day. Yesterday was a fantastic day. This whole trip has been unbelievable. We got I didn't do much diving yesterday because I have blisters all over the top of my feet from the fins, and they're getting kind of infected looking. It looks really gross, but so I kind of took it easy. I did dive once for about an hour, and I got some small ones. I went down with Deborah. When I was down, following us, actually came right in front of my face, was about a 5 foot, 4 or 5 foot barracuda. And that thing kept following me everywhere I went. So it was making me kind of, and the current was moving too, but that barracuda was making me kind of distracted to pay less attention to crab and more attention to not getting a big hunk of my ass taken out of by a barracuda. Also, while I was down there, I saw several Goliath grouper, which is a fish that's about 300 pounds. they're not legal to spear or catch. You're not allowed to take them because they're huge fish. They're protected in Florida. Also down there, I saw what looked like it was a statue of a turtle. Big, it looked like a big concrete sea turtle down at the bottom of the ocean. And I was gonna look under it because the lobster hide under ledges and hide under pieces of structure. And I was gonna lift it up and see if there was any lobster down there. And the damn thing swam away. So it was a real turtle and was huge. It was about, I don't know, maybe about 5 feet. Also, while I was down there, saw a bunch of hog snapper, which you can shoot, but I was down there trying to get lobster, so I didn't have a spear gun with me. That was cool to see. Bunch of angelfish, a bunch of hogfish snapper, a bunch of mutton snapper, and you're kind of cruising along the bottom when you have a weight belt on, and you're kind of cruising along the bottom when you're looking for the lobster because you're looking for ledges and stuff. And we both almost ran into a about a 6 foot stingray. That was pretty cool to see. It wouldn't have been cool if I would have got Steve Irwin, but made it back in alive. At the end of the day, we had our limit of lobster. We had 36 lobster. Actually, we had 40 lobster. We had to throw six back. So that was another successful day of lobstering. They are going to be coming home. For the month, they're going to be close to 500 lobster, at least 300. And she'll probably be giving me about 50. And I'll give some to my stepdad, John. I'll give some to my friend, Darren, who I'm coming back to hunt with later on in the year. And maybe I'll try to ship some back to San Francisco. That's what the wife wants me to do. Because our dog, Mila, had puppies. I forgot to mention that. So and the woman who is the co-owner of Mila, she wants to give her some lobster as well. My dog, Mila, she's a Saluki. She had eight puppies. She had nine in her belly. One of them was stillborn, but she gave birth to eight, four boys and four girls. So that's exciting. So we're gonna probably have two. We'll probably keep two of those. After we got finished trying for lobster yesterday, we came back in and had some chicken and sausage gumbo that Deborah had made. Hung out by the pool most of the night till probably about 10 or 11 at night. They got a nice heated pool in the back. Although you don't really need a heated pool because the water's so warm out here. So by the time we finished, I was in no condition to be doing a podcast, because if you heard the last one, I was slurring the words pretty bad, pretty badly. So we have one more day. We're gonna try for lobster today. Maybe do some spear fishing. Tomorrow, I think we may try for lobster again tomorrow. Oh, there comes a little six point velvet buck right there. Key deer, tiny little deer, but they are so cool looking. I mean, they're just everywhere here. They're only on this key. He's about 12 feet in front of me right now, just eating the grass. So we'll probably go for lobster again tomorrow. And at the end of the day, we're gonna start packing everything up, load up the boats, because we're gonna head back. The trip to the Keys for everybody ends on Sunday. We're all gonna drive back on Sunday. Everybody here lives in some part of Jacksonville. So we'll spend tomorrow probably trying for a little bit of lobster, load up the boat, and whatever else they have down here. They have a golf cart, they have a Polaris, which is like an off-road hunting vehicle. Oh, there's two bucks fighting each other in the front yard. They're like bucking heads together. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, they're banging their antlers together. I'll try to get some video of that. All right, thank you, friends, for listening. I hope you enjoy the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm going to do one more episode, and maybe I'll do some occasional ones when I get to Jacksonville and then up to the mountains. If you're in Jacksonville and want to get a beer, let me know, friends. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. You can find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. You know all the ways to reach me. Please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I didn't do a lot of, I probably only did two shows for the entire month that the patrons were charged for. So donations will be a little bit light this month, but hey, I couldn't do hour shows from the backpack. Watching the deer walk away. All right, friends, I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow, probably. I'll talk to you very soon. What I'm going to close out with is I spun the iTunes wheel and it came up on a cover. A band that was very influential to Stevie Stiletto. When I played in Stevie Stiletto in Jacksonville, when we played down in Miami, one of the shows we played with was with a band called the Meat Men, and they kind of changed our band, which was called Stevie Stiletto. They kind of changed our life because they used a ton of props and they put on a really entertaining theatrical show. The singer Tesco V was just like a madman. He reminded me a little bit of Manitoba, Handsome Dick. And his band was like a New York Dolls slash, you know, kind of a glam punk type band. And they were so good. It just influenced Stevie Stiletto so much. So that's what I'm playing for you tonight. They're doing a cover of a Saxon song. They have a song called, they have an album called Cover the Earth. On that album is a Thin Lizzy cover, Saxon, and a bunch of other unknown songs. There's a Johnny Thunders song as well, and some others, Gigi Allen. But this is a Saxon cover called Freeway Mad. I'll talk to you soon. Stay frosty, friends. We'll be right back.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.